IrkFM advises that some listeners may find some lyrics on this episode offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday! It's IrkFM time! Quality, independent and unsigned music coming down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each and every week. Episode 133 of IrkFM. ChannelIrk.com is the place to find us. Thank you, Foundry Road. G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 133 of IrkFM. IrkFM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, each and every Friday. IrkFM features unsigned and independent music from around the world. Although, for the moment at least, we're just going around the city of Sydney. Last weekend, the weekend of the 4th, 5th and 6th of February, I spent the entire weekend at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's, emceeing a series of charity gigs raising money for the Queensland flood victims in conjunction with the Lucky Australian Hotel, a very live entertainment and rock chick entertainment. As a result of the weekend and the bands donating their time, people donating money and other services, $4,000 was raised over the 3 days, with the money to go straight to the Queensland Premier's Flood Fund, which is an absolutely awesome effort. Over the 3 days, there were 25 bands, ranging from their very first performance to seasoned professionals who have been in the industry a long time. Although you might have thought that the show was completely metal, that's not exactly the way that it turned out. We had solo artists, we had acoustic, some keyboards were on stage as well as a variety of metal, hardcore and rock. Over the next hour or so, I will bring you some highlights from the bands who performed. Of course, there were 25 bands who performed over the weekend, and so unless you want this episode to go for 3 hours, it would be a bit difficult to present all of the bands for your listening pleasure. There is a link to all of the bands on the show notes at IrkFM.com, and I have selected a variety of artists to represent those who performed over the weekend. All of the artists that you will hear have given IrkFM permission to play their music, and it's an absolute pleasure to bring you some great local music. Some of the people I'd heard of before and seen a few times around the circuit, Foundry Road for instance, who you're hearing now in the background, Psycho Sapien, My Hollowed Fantasy, Ill Content, Jaded Empire, for instance. And then there were other bands that I hadn't seen before and that I were impressed by. Some of those you'll hear on this episode. So, we're going to start We're going to start at the volume a little bit lower, and then we're going to work our way up. But that's all good, it's all still great music, and if you like guitars, the harder the better. The next hour or so is going to be great for you. Don't forget to go to the show notes at irkfm.com and go to episode 133. You can find out more about the artists. I'll tell you briefly about the artists as we go through. And as I said, you'll find a link to everyone who performed over that weekend. Now we're going to start off with a local artist who came in basically at the last minute. And I was really glad that he did, because I was looking forward to seeing him perform. I'd heard about other concerts where he'd had other players, including Brad, the drummer from Foundry Road, playing drums, and other people playing other instruments. But this was the first time that I'd seen him live. One man who certainly knows what a guitar is like and how to use it. Or several guitars, actually, but not all at once. I've been listening to the album all week from Lab 64, from the album Mistress and Tormentor, the opening track from the album. This one really got the crowd going, and I was trying to time the clapping of the audience. I was trying to time the lights with that because I was doing the lights on Friday night. This is Lab 64 with 1000 Crow Drive. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Welcome to my home of crows.
Feel free to clap along.
Child, bring
that was Say It Forever with that song called Over You. I certainly am. Anywho, Say It Forever, great band that appeared on Saturday, and you wouldn't believe that they only formed late last year, late 2010. They are a pop four-piece from Sydney, a pop punk band four-piece. As of January 2011, they've been working closely with Vegas music producer Mark Welland at LA Studios to release a self-titled free track sampler CD, and that will be available very, very soon. Of course, go to the show notes, click the links, and find out more about each of the artists. We're going to continue on with another female-fronted band. These guys appeared at a Very Metal Christmas. Some of the bands were at a Very Metal Christmas last year. If you haven't heard the special episode that was done at that particular event, go back to IRC FM episode 125. That's a 2.5 hour propaganda, including some of the bands and a lot more that aren't on this particular episode. So we're going to go with Simulacra with their song, which is called Pretense. This is a pre-EP version of the song. And basically, when this episode is out, I'll be out seeing Simulacra, Immodus, Foundry Road, and also Centered Self. I'll be seeing all those bands and a couple more on Friday night, so it'll be good to see them again at a different venue. See how they go at a different venue rather than the Lucky Australian. This is Simulacra with Pretense. You're listening to IRC FM, episode 133.
away. So you take away from us. Drown your left behind. Every knowing was a lie. A fucking lie.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia, with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that, it could be dance. And awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Days Gone By. They're a very, very young group when it comes to how they look, but how they sound, those guys sound like they've been together for quite some time. That was Days Gone By with Face Harvest, and they definitely have a lot of energy based on what I saw of them at the gig. They are a five-piece. They describe themselves as being a blend of melodic death metal, metalcore, and nu metal. Although they're a young band for their genre, every song that they produce is hard-hitting, intense, and profound, with lightning-fast guitar solos, monstrous growls and screams, heavy chugging riffs, and catchy clean sung melodies, and that definitely was the case there. Days Gone By, they actually jumped up on stage for the next act that was on after them, Darrow Dogs, who were down a couple of band members. And I actually jumped up on stage with them as well, and we were singing Tribute by Tenacious D. So that was absolutely cool. And those guys from Days Gone By, they hung around most of the day. They were out there supporting the other bands and doing the whole wavy thing at the guitarists as if they wanted to play the guitars. They'll have to explain that to me sometime. But great, great young guys, and I hope that they continue with their talent. Speaking of talent, we're going to go back to another band that was at a very metal Christmas last year, My Hollowed Fantasy, with this song called Petunious Nuisance.
It's too metal for your mother's day.
Oh, I wear a Chaos and Bolts.
You're listening to Urk FM. Find us online at www.aschaosunfolds.com.
Alright, we have found your road. And you're listening to
Urk FM.
Find us at
www.foundryroad.com.
Hi, we're Earl Concern. You're listening to Urk FM. Find us online at www.facebook.com/IllContentMusic
or metal.
Hi!
Hey.
1, 2, 3,
Kevin.
Everyone
says
the same thing, right?
Go.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
Hi,
we're Janet
Empire. You're listening to
Urk FM,
the Fuzz Radio.
Hang on. Find us on Facebook, man. Like Janet Empire, dude. Like, come on.
Woo!
Rock and roll!
Hi, we're Shadow Mill. You're listening to Urk FM. Find us online at myspace.com/shadowmill.
Hi, we're Simulacra, and you're listening to Urk FM. Find us on Facebook.
Facebook.
Hi, I'm Aaron from Psychosapien.
You're listening to Urk FM. Find us online at myspace.com/psychosapien.
Hi, we're the Cursing Stone, and you're listening to Urk FM. You can find us on myspace.com/cursingstone.
Hey, g'day, this is Glenn.
I'm Sean from Very Live Entertainment.
You're listening to Urk FM. Stay tuned.
Hi, we're Winter God. You're listening to
Urk FM.
Find us at myspace.com/WinterGaunt.
Ah!
Alrighty, there was some Ill Content. We heard Ill Content there with Igniting the Embers. And you couldn't go anywhere, especially on Sunday when they were performing, without seeing an Ill Content t-shirt. And I wonder if the guys have got used to seeing people wearing their t-shirts yet. Because they only just had the t-shirts in just before the Very Metal Christmas gig that they were at last year. And during the interview, which is a part of episode 125, the guys were basically saying that, you know, it takes a bit of used to getting used to people wearing your band merchandise around the place. And there was certainly a fair few around with a drawing of each of the band members' faces there. That was Ill Content. Prior to that, we heard a demo version of Think Me Wicked by Jaded Empire. They've recently got a relatively new lineup, and so I'm looking forward to them recording some new things that aren't necessarily demo versions, and to hear more what they were like on stage the other day. But they're getting there. They're doing good things, Jaded Empire. And before Jaded Empire, we heard from Black and They Rise with Jekyll and Hyde. And all three of those bands were also at a Very Metal Christmas. Now, you'll notice that we're getting heavier the more we go on. And one of the highlights for me was seeing, of course, Foundry Road on Friday night. Something about killing a band member or something. I don't know, you'll have to go to a show to find out or check the guys out on Facebook. But they also debuted the Foundry Road version of Safety Dance. That was quite cool on Friday night. They did a bit of extra curricular fundraising. Thank you, Mr. Explain. Good job. I'm a bit concerned that most of the people who were throwing money's Explain's way when he took his shirt off were guys. A bit concerned about that, but all good. So we're going to hear one of the favourite tracks that the boys like of their album, Flood of Isolation. We're going to hear now Burning Bridges by Foundry Road, of course, the guys that you can hear in the background, and then we'll be back to hear things at 15 straight after. You're listening to episode 133 of IRC FM. Check me out, IRCFM.com. Go to the show notes and interact with me on the social networks. We'll be right back.
see from miles away. After the blowtorch, all your ties begin to burn.
I
won't say.
G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me. Oh, what a way to finish. There's an old cliche in metal, probably partly because of Spinal Tap, that says that metal should be played at 11. I swear that those guys have got their amps at 15. Not that I've necessarily gone and checked out their amps to see if there's a 15 setting, but I'm definitely going to have a look next time I'm on stage. That was Psycho Sapien with their song Evolve. Thank you, Lionel, for the EP. A great way to finish the episode, and that was a great way to finish Friday night with Psycho Sapien. I've seen them a few times now, and I am always impressed with just how hard they go. Some of the stages, or a couple of the stages that I saw them on, were a bit small for the amount of people that they have in the band and the number of guitars on stage. And so those guys definitely do know how to rock, and they certainly rock, and they rock hard, that is for sure. As I said earlier, it was a massive weekend for the Queensland flood victims, with over $4,000 being raised. On this episode of IRC FM, you heard from Lab 64, Say It Forever, Simulacra, Days Gone By. Hopefully those guys will keep it together. Because for people so young, they've definitely got a lot of potential there. My Hollowed Fantasy, Black and They Rise, Jaded Empire, Ill Content just continue to raise the bar every time they perform. Foundry Road, as I said, they did the version of Safety Dance that will hopefully be able to play on IRC FM very, very soon. And Psycho Sapien. The other bands who performed, who you might like to check out, all the links are on the show notes, include Boneyard Aesthetic, Centered Self, and I'll be going to see them basically as you hear this episode. Strive for Normality, The Sure Thing, Acid Tone, Soapbox Summer, Zygotic, Uncorrected. Darrow Dogs, I'd like to see how they are with all of their band members present. It's probably not fair if you're a couple of people down, but at least they didn't cancel. Armour of Misery, Ambush in Waco, Upon Us All, Sodomizer, Remains the Day, and Upside Down Miss Jane were the other bands who were there. Links to all the bands who were there and who graciously donated their time. All the links are on the show notes, irkfm.com. Episode 133. All the music was supplied directly by the artists and is played with permission. On a regular episode of IRC FM, music is sourced directly from the artist or with various agreements with various music content providers. IRC FM is a part of Channel IRC at channelirc.com and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Also, check me out at australia.insomniaradio.net as I feature the best Australian music that you've never heard once a month. Until next time, I'm Irk. We have a lot of music coming down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. Hope you enjoyed this show. Also, go back and check out episode 125, A Very Metal Christmas, just in case you haven't heard it. Some different songs from some of the bands who were on this episode, and also some interviews as well that myself and Ellie from the Fuzz Radio did way back then, it seems, but lots of great things are happening in the Western Sydney scene and the Western Sydney metal scene, which is absolutely awesome. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very, very much for listening. Tell your friends. Tell anyone. Until next time, I'm Irk. And a very good night, Interweb. And thank you, Bed Music, Foundry Road. And Theme Music, Foundry Road. Funny that.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.